Lecture 4, Inferno, continued.
We managed to get through Lust last time. I'm going to take you on a very quick sketch from Lust to Heresy, which is going to be the next large category and canto that we spend some time on. Dante, the poet, makes a distinction between different classifications of sins, obviously, and in talking about the large category of incontinence, subjecting reason to desire, Lust is his flagship sin. And for a lot of good reasons, dramatic as well as theological. But in order, we go from lust to gluttony, from gluttony to a kind of avarice, where he meets people who are both hoarders and wasters of money. And from there, he goes to those who are angry and sullen. The distinction is that for each of these sins, the object of desire is different. Lust, it was other bodies. In gluttony, it's food and drink. In avarice, it's money. And then with the angry and the sullen, it turns out to be one's own emotions that one is not in control of. But after this point, we've gone through circle 2, 3, 4, and 5 and are ready for a very interesting change. We go down through the gates of the actual city of Dis. It turns out that hell is a city after a certain point. He's sort of been outside the city walls. In Canto 9, he passes through the city walls, and at the beginning of Canto 10, we're ready to deal with a very interesting category of sin, heresy.
Heresy is difficult for Dante to deal with, I think, for a couple reasons. First of all, his basic categorization of sin comes from pagan sources. That is, say, incontinence, violence, and fraud really come from a combination of the writings of Aristotle and Cicero, as we said before. But as useful as that is to Dante to explore the Christian afterlife, it's obviously not a sufficient structure, because there are certain sins that are Christian sins that would not make any sense in a pagan scheme. And so Dante's had to create a couple other places, if you will, in the afterlife for, first of all, the sin of unbelief, which is punished in the first circle, that is to say what we call limbo, and then he needs to punish the sin of wrong belief, which we call heresy. So that heresy, which is circle 6, in a sense sort of sits between incontinence and violence and is a specifically Christian sin. And in fact, interestingly enough, it's a place where Virgil doesn't talk very much, because Virgil has less to say about this sin, for example, than some others. Now, there's a second problem in Dante dealing with heresy, although this is not unique to heresy. And that is that, obviously, when Dante stops and chats with Francesca, for example, it's very clear from what we can gather from that encounter and from what Dante himself tells us later in the poem that, in fact, lust is one of the things that really does tempt him. However, there are certain sins, it seems that heresy, by its dictionary definition, is among them, where Dante was not particularly drawn to that sin. It's not only heresy. For example, there's good reason to think he was not drawn particularly toward gluttony or whatever. Well, how does Dante deal with these sins, which are not perhaps his particular besetting faults? Well, here's the problem. If he sort of passes by them real quickly, because they're not his big personal problems, if you will, there's a danger of the poem losing its universality. And therefore, it would keep its personality, but it would lose, perhaps, some of its universal validity. And yet, how does Dante deal with the fact that on a personal grounds, he might not want to spend time there? And what I would argue is that here and in a couple other places, in Inferno as well, in order to make this a meaningful stop, both for every person taking the journey with Dante and for Dante the pilgrim, he sort of broadens the traditional sort of dictionary definition of heresy.
One of the things that's interesting about that is that it forces us to think by way of analogy, which is, I think, something that the poet is expecting with the careful reader in a number of different places. So that what Dante does is say, all right, let's think about the dictionary definition, rejecting all or part of Christian doctrine, but then let's think on a deep